someone would like to volunteer a response to the question why this is important. Why is the study of impulse important?
Yeah. To know your body every second of every minute of the day, to know whether your body reacts to certain food or certain climate, or certain emotions, to know yourself better.
Good answer. Somebody else?
Constitutional weaknesses in the system that maybe could be prevented.
Prevention?
To manifest in a later life.
Okay. What are we assessing? Think about it. What are we assessing? Why is this such an important tool?
The overall energy system of the body. Energetic aspect of
It's kind of like a map of physiology and constitution.
But seen abstractly.
It's a connection.
So when we look at this, how do we look at it? Two terms. We always look at
physical body.
Physical body, structure.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone?
Energy.
Energy. Well, what is energy about? You know? How do we study this? What's the traditional way to study this? Anatomy and physiology. Anatomy and physiology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Structure and function.
Anatomy and physiology of the spirit is the pulse.
So, but the idea of the pulse is, from our side, at least from the Ayurvedic perspective, is that this is an examination of physiology. Are you with me? This is an examination of function. This is not an examination of structure. So, in terms of the way that we can examine life, we can look at it through its material form, and we can look at it through its dynamical, functional, performing, right? Its active way. So this is your unique window of insight to function, to the way things are going, how it's operating, how the structure is performing. So when we look at people, we can see dynamism for sure, but mostly when we look at people, we're looking at structure. We see the form, we see proportions, we see color manifestations, we see skin rashes, we see baldness, we see things. But in the Ayurvedic tradition, we have two kinds of terms, or two terms that relate to the way that we assess. Ashtavida Pariksha and Trivida Pariksha. The Ashtavida Pariksha, I don't expect you to know much Sanskrit, but I'm going to use a little bit of it and then I'll try to clarify. So the Ashtavida Pariksha is about eight ways of looking at something. Eight ways, eight techniques. And among these eight techniques, one of them is pulse. So the other seven are really about structure. Examination of urine, examination of stool, examination of the eyes, examination of the tongue, compactness or form. These themes of examination are about the structural entity, the physicality of existence. But if you see something that you don't understand, then you'd like to know how it got there. And the way that it got there is through physiology. So there's an important maxim for us to understand and have up front that's going to guide us through our thinking. Form follows function. Form follows function. So what we're saying is that there's an interaction of the structure and the functioning of the compartments of the structure And that for our purposes, the most important part of it is that the physiology, the functioning of things, determines the form of things. We know that form interferes with function. We know that if you have a tumor, you might get constipated, or you might have a defective functioning of an organ. But you understand what I'm saying? The process of the body, the processes of the body, govern why structure takes place, why changes in structure take place. So this is the reason why we study pulse. The reason we study pulse is because it's our most complete assessment of the physiology. It's the most complete assessment of physiology. In Western protocols, we have EEGs, EKGs that give you some things, but they're limited, right? We have other things. You can infer a little bit of physiology from what you see, the way people move, and you can look at breath, and you can see some things. But the reason that we're studying pulse is because it's necessary to complete the examination. We have all of these structural presentations, and we want to know why they occurred. And so the pulse is going to give you that window of insight, a window of understanding. This is why I see. This is why the X-ray. This is why the MRI. Okay? The changes that have taken place in the structure, or the total picture of what we're looking at, we want to be able to understand that. The functioning of the body as seen through the pulse is going to be that window of assessment. It's going to be that opening. So it gives you a complete picture of the way of looking. We've got the structure. We know what is. Now we want to understand why. Why the is. Why the being. Why this. And if you don't have the two of them, then you'll never be able to understand the total picture. You'll always be shooting in the dark at answers for changes in structure. Changes in structure, a tumor, or deviation, something, whatever. Those changes are brought about by the functioning of all the component parts. So that's why we're here. We want to understand why things have acquired their status, this physical status, good or bad.
Uncle, do you prefer questions after your talk?
Let's address this issue in terms of the way I teach. I don't have a problem with interruptions or your questions if you have them. One thing in terms of questions, most of the students that I teach are bright and they're thinking ahead. If you're thinking about ramifications of things, and maybe that question is not really appropriate for this reason, because usually I'm going somewhere and those ramification questions will often be dealt with. But if you don't have, if you have a question about what I said and it's a little bit confusing, it's confusing to understand, then that kind of question is really a better question. Okay? From the standpoint of content and process, so that's a process issue. I'm open to dialogue, and we can. The dialogue should stay focused on the present rather than what might be the implications and stuff. A content question issue would be, from my side, what took me to the pulse was really self-understanding. So, one of you mentioned that was really important. Understand why I'm here. I'm here because I want more understanding of self. And what prompted me to study the pulse was a host of personal factors leading up to the awareness of the pulse, but also the fact that this was a technique in self-healing. So I learned the pulse as a technique in self-healing. And you're here presumably as clinicians or would-be clinicians, practitioners mostly, I think, to learn to apply a diagnostic technique. So what I'm going to do from my side is take two backgrounds. I'm going to give you just that understanding of that this is a technique for self-healing. And we do it on ourselves. And I'll be integrating some themes across self-healing and diagnosing. I'll be trying to link some of the education that I have in both schools of learning. So from the standpoint of content, one thing that we want to create for you is a clear concept of balance as with respect to the pulse. So in my teaching, this is the one thing that I think has been conspicuously absent. You learn the pathology of things, but you don't really have a framework for understanding pathology totally, because you don't know what balance is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you don't know what balance is, then you have a real hard time understanding the pathology, because you're never really clear whether this is balance or imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one thing that I would like to do, is to weave through all of the discussion this idea of balance, because balance is the probable starting point, then imbalance is the result. So in terms of creation, there was something homogeneous, and then there was something that was a perturbation of that, a deviation from it. And that's what we want to understand, both how this becomes this perturbation, how this deviation. The Sanskrit word vikriti, prakriti and vikriti. So that's a content sort of issue from the standpoint of what I would like to do for the course.